This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Yesterday was Mental Health Awareness Day, and my two lovely guests today are Claire Angus and, Claire Angus. And I've got the other one. Sorry. And
Louise Rushworth.
I'm looking at the screen there. And Louise Rushworth. Good morning. Lovely to have you here this morning. And thank you for coming. As I said, yesterday was a very important day for UK and also for you, because you provided a really interesting event, didn't you? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, absolutely. We did. And we're still buzzing from it, actually. We've had some great feedback already. The event took place at the Postdoc Centre in Eddington, and it was in support of corporate wellbeing. So we got together with some of our members. We partnered with some fantastic companies, including the One Group, who were very helpful on the day and inviting people along to our corporate wellbeing showcase. We were fortunate enough as well to have some great speakers, including Professor Dame Carol Black, Redgate Software and Mind, to mention a few. So, great day.
Yeah, it was fantastic, actually. It just came together really, really well. And it was kind of like a collaboration between several of our members. We work for Cambridge Network. It's a membership organisation. And we listened to what our members wanted. And this came through some of our HR forums. We have a discussion forum, and corporate wellbeing kept coming up on the agenda. So one of our colleagues kind of said,
well,
we could do this.
When you mean coming on the agenda, were people coming in and requesting it?
I think they were actually discussing various issues. We have peer groups where people of a similar job title can get together and talk about issues that are pertinent to them. It's a closed group. We don't publicise what they talk about generally. But corporate wellbeing kind of was starting to raise its head on the agenda. Then we became aware that it was corporate wellbeing day. No, mental health at work day.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
On the 10th of October. We run training courses, and a couple of our trainers said we should do something. The One Group, who we work really closely with on recruitment fairs, said we should do something. Mm. And it just was like a perfect storm, really.
So. Because this is the first time you've done this sort of event, haven't you, for Mental Health Mental Health Awareness Day. It's quite a big
title.
So this is really interesting, isn't it? Because we were saying earlier that a few years ago, we were all suffering from this at some stage. I think it's 1 in 6, isn't it, that suffer from mental health.
Yes, it's even higher. Yeah, I think it was 1 in 4.
1 in 4, that's right, it was 1 in 4. But it's only been able to come into the public arena now, hasn't it? You're only able now, maybe a few years now, to talk about it. But years ago, people suffered and you didn't. So this is interesting. So what were the feedback from yesterday?
I think that, the main feedback or the main things that came through from yesterday that stuck with me in particular were people's personal journeys. It was a really emotional day in that respect. We had a couple of the speakers really opening up about their own mental health journeys and how they'd suffered at work and how they'd felt unsupported. So I think if we look at the past, where it was just not spoke about, it was a taboo and people suffered in silence, and there was just so much from the workplace that filtrated back to their families, and it just made people very unhappy. I think now, and some of the messages that came through from yesterday, it's just opening up and talking about it and just dispelling the myths that people can't do a good job because they're suffering from mental health, and allowing not celebrity as such, but with the royals coming and talking about
Prince
didn't
Harry
come yesterday, but that would have been great.
It would have been. But you had just as equally interesting.
We did, absolutely. Yes.
But just talking about this, it's a really brave thing to do still, isn't it, to open up.
100%.
And even if you are trying to cope with mental health, try telling other people is another big journey, isn't it? Another big hurdle, rather.
Yeah. I think so. If we think about our team, we're lucky, we're fortunate, we're a small organisation, we're very supported. We have our CEO who's very present and in our office every day, and we can talk to each other. We notice if someone's struggling in the office. We're very much a kind of very huggy workplace, and not everyone's fortunate enough to have that. I think we appreciate what we've got and the support and the flexible working and moments of crisis that we can kind of talk to each other and our CEO and actually be listened to. And I think we really wanted to be at the forefront of that. And
so what the ways of helping, what came out of yesterday in the sense, what did people learn that there are ways of helping people in the workplace? What was something that...
I think what was quite good, I mean, Claire's touched on a bit of it, and it's about listening to your fellow colleagues and things, but having a really supportive line manager really came out. And some of the things, it's not to say line managers haven't always been supportive, but actually giving them some tools to help their employees do a bit more. So we're lucky that we've got flexible working. You know, sometimes obviously the traffic we don't mention around Cambridge, but some of our employees would prefer to get in really, really early and just avoid all of that, because it really helps them and it helps delivering children all over the place. so we're quite lucky. And I think one of our speakers, it was Redgate actually, shared lots of tips and tools that they're doing within their organisation to enable people to talk about mental health. They made the point that some of their line managers are very, very good technically. You suddenly get promoted into managing people and it's a completely different skill set. So what with good communication skills and all of those things, actually I think recognising when somebody is going through some stress or a different pattern of behaviour is really, really important.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how many companies are now coping with this. I mean, in Cambridge especially.
Yeah, I think it's knowing how to cope and it's knowing that you can open up and actually talk about it. And I think that that's why these events and these mental health awareness days specifically work very well, because it just opens those doors. We also had ways of working. We didn't just have speakers yesterday. We had some suppliers as well in the room. So we had a massage, a corporate massage lady there who goes into workplaces and looks at tense, your posture and tension in the neck and the head, and she was giving some massages on the day. We also had
people like Lumi lights.
Yeah, Lumi lights. So yeah,
what are Lumi lights? Sorry,
they are lights that help alleviate the symptoms of things like SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
That's right. I was just thinking about that this morning, thinking
morning time coming in. Who else do we have? Caring for elders, often people. Certainly of my age group, you might be caring for parents and paying off your mortgage and looking after kids, etc. So that is a huge
because there's a different
stress
level, isn't there, of mental health. I mean, in the
there's
workplace,
so many different levels.
Stress mum, stress parents,
absolutely,
rather, and then you have carers coming in trying to do some work, and then you have the long hours, and then, as you say, you have the full-time week, and maybe you want to reduce it. It's so
and
complex.
It's your actual health as well. You know, if people aren't looking after themselves physically, then they're not looking after themselves mentally. You know, we had an organisation there as well who were testing and would go into the workplace and test people's blood pressures, have a look at their diet, offer stop smoking advice, you know, the things like that, because obviously it all has a knock-on effect.
It does. It's like a treadmill, isn't it? We get on it, we don't know how to get off or just take a break.
Exactly. We had one of our speakers was talking about financial well-being as well, and you know, that financial stress that again, if you're caring for people, etc., you know, it just has a huge amount of bearing on your mental health because of your debt worries, perhaps. I think a lot. I mean, we had almost with no marketing. I mean, the one group were fantastic, and we sent out a few emails to our guys as well. It was not a hard sell, and we had 180 people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Yeah, so it was a hard sell.
Yeah, it was not a hard sell. We literally sent out two or three
quite
emails.
The opposite, actually.
It was quite the opposite. We almost had to waitlist people because the venue wasn't big enough. So it was full. We had 150 people there, and they're mostly companies in and around Cambridge.
They're people that are interested in coming along to learn and take it back to their organisation. But we also, it's surprising how many suppliers or how much help there is out there to support mental health.
Huge amount.
We had lots of different alternative therapy people come up and want to be involved in the next event. So there's loads of organisations that we kind of didn't even know about
and
know
said
existed.
Before, this is phenomenal in many ways, isn't it?
It's 10, on our doorstep.
10, 15 years ago, you know, it was still happening, but not out there for us to talk about.
And organisations like Mind organise so many courses and initiatives. They are well worth going to talk to. They had a slide of probably half a dozen courses that you could go on, some of which we run with them. And we're now getting approached for more courses in that area that we haven't had before. You know, Resilience at Work, we've been running for a while, but we're now looking at other things about caring for, helping employees or laymen or non-medical professionals helping the elderly or with suicide prevention, for example.
Yeah.
I was a Minister for Suicide Prevention appointed yesterday as well, and that's also high
that
up
came
on the
out
agenda.
Yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think we could go
it
on
was
and
a
on.
Massive,
yeah. We just so much too.
So obviously, yeah. This is the first time that Cambridge Network have done this, and obviously, it's not going to stop now. You're going to continue doing it each year.
Yeah.
What other things do Cambridge Network do besides this? I mean, a very important one, of course, but we've just got a bit of time before the travel news, so I just want to get that in.
You go first.
Yes, okay. So I look after the recruitment for our members at Cambridge Network. We, in that respect, our members can advertise jobs on our website. So I put on lots of recruitment events and showcases, and companies will come along and headline and sponsor our recruitment events. So bringing talent together and to fill those hard to fill roles in Cambridge, which there are many.
Yes, obscure ones that never really get sort of out there.
We run training courses. I've touched on those. That's one of my colleagues who does those. Loads and loads of courses, open calendar, in-house courses. We run peer groups. I personally look after several of the events. Mm-hmm. So we run two or three events. Mostly they're kind of, the ones I get involved with are more techie ones, sometimes with the university. We have a huge website.
We throw a good party.
I love it. Because the event yesterday for Mental Health Awareness Day, that was free, wasn't it?
It was free,
so
it was sponsored by the One Group.
Sponsored,
so,
but free for anyone to come in. And that's quite important for a very, very...
Yes, we had discussed charging people to come, and we do charge for some of our events, sort of minimal amounts of money, generally to cover costs. We are a not-for-profit. We're kind of non-partisan. Mm. Sponsorship is always very, very welcome. And that helps us tremendously.
Mm. Well, that's brilliant. I say we've run out of time now, but we could talk about it for a long time.
We could come back.
Absolutely. You are very welcome
to come back. We'll invite ourselves.
Claire Angus, and I'm going to remember your name now, Louise Rushworth. Yeah.